You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Dates for the New Hampshire legislature's return have just been announced, with the New Hampshire Senate meeting at the State House on June 9th and the House meeting at the UNH Whittemore Arena on June 11th. There are hundreds of bills this term, most of which will be killed to make room on the docket for priority emergency COVID-19-related legislation. Priority bills before the pandemic, which had crossed over, such as the HB 1665 Independent Redistricting Bill, may continue through the legislature. Legislation supporting New Hampshire's upcoming elections is also supposed to be proposed in the COVID-19 package, likely as an amendment to a current bill, and we expect to hear more details at a yet-to-be-announced hearing this week. One proposal may contain funding for mailing absentee ballot applications to all registered voters, an online registration portal, and allowances for multi-day processing of what's expected to be 50% or more absentee ballots cast. The New Hampshire Secretary of State's Emergency Election Support Committee will be issuing its report this week, which may also inform what's contained in the Senate's legislation. Whether Secretary of State Bill Gardner and Governor Sununu will embrace the committee's recommendation is an open question. Remember to request your absentee ballot. Details at opendemocracynh.org/absentee. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.